We're projecting that electric vehicle sales will continue to grow. Right now, we have about 4,500 or 5,000 EVs here in Sonoma County, but that number is growing at about 30% a year.
That's Doron Amaran, the Center for Climate Protection's Electric Vehicle Program Manager, although his title could well be evangelist. He says that about 138,000 EVs will be driving county roads by about 2030. At that time, he says, there'll be no reason to have a car that guzzles gas or even one that sips it.
EVs are better cars in that they have a lot less moving parts. They are faster. They don't have transmissions, so you don't have all that clunking of shifting. It's just a swift, fast ride. They are safer. You're not driving around on 30 gallons of combustible fuel. They are cheaper to own and maintain. And overall, they are, of course, a huge win for the environment in that they use electricity, which is already cleaner than fossil fuels, and it's only becoming cleaner year by year as we roll out more solar, wind, and other renewable energies.
Now, our family just bought a new car, and although I'd love to give up pumping gas, for a lot of reasons, our favorite brand doesn't yet have an electric model.
If you're very tied to a particular brand, you may or may not be in luck. If you like Volkswagen or if you like Nissan, you're in luck. If you like Chevy, you've got several really good options to choose from. Some other automakers are a little further behind, but I believe they will regret their decision to not move more quickly into electric vehicles because these are the cars of the future.
One stumbling block people have when considering EVs is worrying about where they can get a charge and get back out on the road.
Unlike fossil fuels, electricity is already everywhere. You have electricity in your home. I have electricity in my home. We have electricity here at KRCB Radio. There's anywhere where there are people and roads and buildings, you have electricity. So the availability of the power is not the challenge. The challenge is the high-speed charging to enable people to pick up the juice they need quickly.
Charging stations are growing in number, lessening that worry. Another reason that some people shy away from electric cars is so-called range anxiety. Early EVs just didn't go that far on a charge. But that's changing, too.
People are nervous. Oh, I won't be able to get where I need to go. Well, if a car can go 200 miles or 300 miles, that concern becomes a lot less. You can easily drive to San Francisco and come home without having to worry about picking up a charge. So what's happening as far as range is the ranges of cars are increasing. Why? Because the prices of batteries are falling dramatically. That's the only limitation on the range of an EV is can you afford to put enough batteries in it and keep the price point at a place that people can afford to buy the car.
On September 9th in Santa Rosa, Amaran says that he and other electric car owners will be answering questions like these at a free public event.
What does it mean to charge your vehicle publicly? What's the range really like? Do you really get range anxiety? How fun is it to drive an electric car? The answer is very fun. No, I don't get range anxiety. So come on down to Drive Electric Day on September 9th. That's a Courthouse Square in downtown Santa Rosa. You can test drive a whole range of electric cars for free.
Doron Amaran, Electric Vehicle Program Manager at the Center for Climate Protection in Santa Rosa. I'm Steve Mencher for KRCB's North Bay Report.